It's time now for Living Theology, a weekly program in which Dr. John B. McDonald seeks to equip and encourage you to become more like Jesus Christ, living with competence and joy. With today's episode, here's Dr. McDonald.
A few years ago, I was in a foreign country for the first time. I usually knew where I was and knew where I wanted to go, but I didn't know how to get from here to there. Once I consulted a map, I was able to trace the best route to get to my destination. How's this relevant? In the previous podcast, we identified the desired destination of the journey or the process of forgiveness. In this podcast, I'll give you a map for that journey. But first, a word of caution about maps. Maps have limitations. Now, maps are useful, but here are four of their limitations. First, a map is only a representation of the real terrain. For example, a globe of the Earth may be the size of a soccer ball. As such, the globe is a representation or a model of the Earth, not the Earth itself. In the same way, a map is only a representation of the ground to be covered on a journey. A good map may have different colors to signify what is forest or desert or river. It may also have lines to indicate different roads or elevations. But those colors and lines are not actual forests or actual deserts or rivers or roads. It's obvious, but needs to be stated, a map is simply a representation of the real terrain. A second limitation is this: a map does not dictate the route you take. Depending on where you begin, your journey may have any number of paths to reach that destination. For instance, one route may be a wide, flat freeway, another a steep, rocky trail. Our map for the journey of forgiveness should not be read as if there is only one road that can be traveled. For instance, the pathway to reconciliation for Joseph's brothers included the experiences of their father's pain, a regional famine, and an enigmatic Egyptian, Genesis 42-45. King David's passage included confrontation by the prophet Nathan and the death of a child, 2 Samuel 12. The prodigal son's return involved hardships that flowed from his own lifestyle, Luke 15. The map of forgiveness should not be read as a mechanical or invariable formula. This map portrays the terrain between the reality of broken relationships and the desired destination of reconciliation. Our map does not dictate a specific route, but equips us to discern and dynamically follow the way toward our destination of rebuilding a broken relationship. Here's the third limitation of a map. Using a map requires some basic skills. In addition to cartographic symbols and scales, reading a map properly demands the skills of orienting yourself, charting a route, and staying on course. If we place our map on forgiveness in front of you, you would see two columns. One plots the general or recommended course for the offending person, the other for the offended or victim. Brief comments and supporting biblical texts are also provided. It is basic, but enough to give you the general lay of the land for your journey of forgiveness. And we'll come to that map in a moment. The fourth limitation I want to point out is that a map is not the journey. Studying a map and choosing a wise route is not the same as walking that route. The journey itself entails cost and effort, encouragements and disappointments, delight and pain, discovery and dreariness. These are experiences you do not find written on a map. Hopefully, your actual journey will also include the joy and peace of reaching your desired destination. Now, let's take a moment to look at the proposed map of forgiveness and note some of its basic features and suggest a good route. First, this is for the offended person. Even though they have been offended and deeply wounded, unconditional love is required despite the brokenness of the relationship. And I encourage you to read 1 Corinthians 13, verses 4 to 8. Second, the offended person is not to be passive, as we pointed out earlier. We need to confront the offender lovingly. And we read about that in Matthew 18, verses 15 to 17, which may or may not result in a change of attitude by the offending person. Now, at this point, I would point to the offending person. It's up to them now, generally, to repent. That means to have a change of attitude towards God in the sin which they breached, where they breached His righteousness. For example, 1 John 1, verse 9. And then to take that change of attitude, that repentance of heart, and to put it in words that are spoken earnestly, genuinely, and we call that confession, the expressing and communicating of one's changed attitude. And we read about that in the previous podcast, Luke 17, verses 3 and 4. Now back to the offended person. Once there has been genuine repentance and confession of their sin or offense against the offended person is then before God obligated to forgive upon that repentance and confession of the offending person. We read about this principle generally in Luke 17, verses 3 and 4, and Matthew 18, verses 21 to 35. Now, it doesn't end there necessarily. That may rebuild the broken relationship, but what about the damage that break has caused? We will deal in future podcasts with the restitution by the offender, which may or may not be possible. This is an expression of genuine repentance, for example, in Leviticus 6, verses 1 to 7. And then there's the, can I call it the fruit of one's sin? As a general principle, the fruit continues. It's not erased. We still have to live with the consequences of our sin. Galatians 6, verses 7 to 8, for example. Now, that is a very rough guide, a map for the journey or process of forgiveness. Let's address some first steps that we can take. This map may leave you with several questions or concerns. Be patient. We'll explore each of these features in future podcasts. For now, here are a couple of initial steps you can take, especially if you are currently experiencing a broken or damaged relationship with someone. Number one, where are you? Until you know where you are on the map, until you can locate where you are, you don't know what direction you should take to reach your desired destination. As you consider your situation, ask yourself whether you are the offended person or the offending person. Perhaps you conclude it is some of both. In that case, begin with the offenses for which you are responsible. And second, what is your next step? Once you know where you are on this map, take the next step toward the destination of reconciliation. If you are not sure what that step is, keep listening to these podcasts as we explore them step by step. You're also free to write me if your questions are not answered or your course is not clear to you. And you can reach me at jmacdonald@outreach.ca, jmacdonald@outreach.ca, or through my website at johnbmacdonald.com. In the next podcast, we will seek to understand the words of our Lord Jesus when He said, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do."
You've been listening to John B. Macdonald in Living Theology, a program designed to equip and encourage you to become more like Jesus Christ. Dr. Macdonald has an extensive online writing ministry. To learn more about John and his work, follow the links on the producer's page at hopestreamradio.com.